T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, that guy from the North Shore, Michael, has called back. Shall we talk to him? What do you think? All right, come on, Ray. Let's do a show of hands. Huh? I'll let the audience decide. All right. Should I take this call? Just raise your hand if you think I should take this call by Michael. Okay. From the North Shore, Michael, you're back on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Yeah, Scoop.
Yeah.
All right, man, yeah. I'm not ignorant. I'm not stupid. The people that label me like that, they don't know me. They don't know me. Unless you know me, I mean, and you were saying earlier that, I might not be as smart as him or have, but you know what? When we all get put in the ground, it don't matter how much you got, you can't take nothing with you.
All that's true, Michael. But, you know, your big complaint was that this well, I should, wait, hang on.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you for a minute. Go ahead.
Your big criticism was that this guy's getting a tax deduction. Well, now we're finding out from a CPA that it might not have even been a tax deductible donation.
No, you say he's worth $5 billion.
But your argument is done. It's no tax deduction. So if that's the case, so your argument's done.
So let me ask you this, Scoop. Why he didn't make an anonymous donation without being, like, recognized? I mean, you know, people every day in life, somebody pulls up to the gas station, they don't have gas. Somebody give them $20, they don't get wrecked. I mean, you're going to be rewarded for that later in life.
But Michael, I'm going to try to answer that. Now I can't. Yeah,
he wanted to be recognized.
Michael,
if you're going to make a donation, don't.
It's time again, Mike.
It's
time again to listen. Okay.
Okay.
Were you ever taught? Did your parents teach you to listen, or did you just talk all the time?
No, dude. I had good parents.
Michael, you've obviously lost some of the lessons your mama taught you.
I don't live in the French Quarter. I live over here in Folsom up here.
All right. Well, look. You know what?
So, I live in the country. I'm a country boy.
That's okay. I'm not criticizing you for that. I don't live in the French Quarter. Why would you even bring that up? I don't live in the French Quarter.
You live in an apartment down there somewhere.
No, I do not, Michael. You don't know. See, you know anything about me.
Maybe I was misunderstood.
Yeah, I think you were. I think so.
When they was doing a show in your apartment down there in the French Quarter somewhere a while back when you couldn't make it to the studio. So
yeah, that was not the French Quarter. It's the CBD.
Okay, the seat central business district.
That's right.
All right. Okay.
Wow, you knew the name. You knew the acronym. Michael, here's the point.
Okay.
It is true that some people give anonymously.
Yeah.
But this guy was so touched by something that he heard at a commencement speech that he wanted to do. Shut up.
Yeah, don't. You know what?
Shut up. Listen.
When I go to the ballroom, another man told me shut up. That was fighting words right there.
Oh, Michael, shut up.
Yeah. Okay.
Shut up.
Yeah,
will you just say that
on the radio because you over there in New Orleans somewhere? Yeah.
Are you threatening me, Michael?
Say that to my face.
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm not.
If you were sitting right, shut up. Yeah, you do.
Another man wants to hear that.
Because sometimes people are so rude, you just have to tell them to shut up.
No, you want to talk, and I want to talk.
You got to shut up while I talk, because I shut up when you talked.
All right, go ahead.
Man, I could hang up on you and talk about you, Michael. I'm giving you a shot, and you're blowing it.
I'm giving you a chance,
but you're blowing it. You're blowing it, Michael.
I know you got the button.
You're blowing it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead and talk. Go ahead and talk.
This guy wanted to set an example.
I know. Okay.
Shut up!
Okay, well, shut up. Okay, go ahead.
Finish. Man, are you doing coke? Man, people who do coke talk a lot. Are you doing cocaine?
I'm just interacting.
It's not interacting. Just shut up.
It's a conversation.
This guy may have wanted to set an example of what we have the ability to do if we have the opportunity to help others. Mm-hmm. And while there is something in the Bible, which I have already mentioned about giving anonymously and not asking something in return. This guy may have wanted to set an example, and I don't think this was a bad example to set. And so I commend Robert F. Smith for doing what he did, and you
you're
are
right.
still critical.
No, you're right. That's fine.
I'm right.
I mean, I just don't want people labeling me, calling me.
Well, don't call the show and say stupid stuff if you don't want people to think you're an idiot.
I mean, you got to think about attack. I mean, you got to think about that too. I mean,
but you were so sure that, you know, you were making your argument.
Yeah.
So you were bitter. I mean, you were angry, looking for a reason to not like this guy.
Most people that make donations like that, if they do it anonymous, where they not reckon, I mean. That's the best way to do it because you're going to...
Michael,
gonna
really? I mean, seriously, Michael.
You're going to get... You ain't got to...
Right, What is your problem? I mean, do you have money issues? Do you have a problem?
Money, yeah. Yeah, you want to send me some money and pay it forward? Yeah.
I wouldn't give it to you because I wouldn't trust how you'd use it.
I don't need nothing you got.
Okay, you don't need nothing. Okay, that's good. No. It's good English. You don't think you're bitter because you sound really, really bitter.
No, I'm just, people got different opinions about me, yeah. You know, I mean, shoot.
Did you criticize President Trump for all the money that he's allegedly given?
Earlier you said Trump donates to this charity. I never mentioned Trump's name, but you had to throw that up in there.
Well, why, know? if you're criticizing rich people, if you're
I'm
criticizing billionaires, if you called the show to criticize, if you're criticizing billionaires who give donations, then President Trump has allegedly given some donations. Why not criticize him? Why did you wait for Robert F. Smith to do it?
Well, because, I mean, if you're going to do it anonymous.
Trump doesn't do it anonymously.
I mean, you can do it anonymous where you're not on a commencement.
Okay. President Trump doesn't do anything anonymously.
You get all the glory and all that. Do it, if you want to do it anonymous when nobody knows where the money came from, you know.
All right. Well, Michael, you run your life the way you want to run your life.
I'll talk to you later, Scoop.
Look, if you're smart,
I'm smart.
Well, maybe you shouldn't call the show anymore.
Okay.
I mean, you're welcome to.
It makes for good radio. I did a good job on increasing the radio.
Well, you did. I mean, yeah, you sure lit up the text line and the phone line.
Everybody can't agree with everything, right? I mean, come on now.
No, I mean, sometimes we need something just really absolutely absurd.
No, it's not absurd. No, it's just logical thinking. Yeah, okay.
Well,
logical thinking.
All right. Michael, look, I really do hope you have a blessed day. I appreciate the fact that you listen to our show. He hung up. Okay. Seriously. Interesting. You know, I mean, it sounded like he was kind of changing his opinion. And that's not my job. My job's not. I don't want everybody to agree with me. I love when people disagree with me. In fact, I went to the call and I kept him on the air. I didn't hang up on him. And then I talked to him again. It's just really interesting to expose that mindset. And that guy ain't alone. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. And some people are. And, you know, they're not angry all the time. They're only angry when it comes to some people doing some things. I want to say this to Michael on the North Shore, who I talked to twice on the show. Michael, I'm happy that you listen to our show. I'm happy that you call. And it is true. The things that you said the first time you called were so outrageous that this show exploded. With texts, with phone calls. I read all of your texts. I can't respond to all of them because I'm getting so many, but I read all of your texts. And I will get back to your calls here in just a moment. But I want to say this to Michael and everybody like Michael. I would give up the attention of having somebody on igniting people, inciting people to call in. I would give that up to live in a world where there were not people that were so bitter. I mean, maybe that's stupid on my part. You know, maybe I should just want constant conflict radio. Never talk about anything positive. To be honest with you, man, I'm amazed at how the reaction has been today to ways that people have paid it forward. That's a positive thing. I mean, talk radio has been based on conflict and negative and criticism. And there are hosts in this country who do not who do not express their honest views. They express views that incite the audience. That is their sole purpose, to incite the audience. Maybe I'm the dumb one, but I'm not going to do that, because I don't know how to not be honest on the air. If you like the show, great. But I'm convinced that this is where radio can go. That it doesn't have to be hate radio. It doesn't have to be hate media. Sure, there's some things that we all hate. And Michael, if you or if others call the show, it's fine if we disagree. My God, I could have calls screened to where I could never take a call that disagreed with me. Obviously, that's not the case on this show, because a lot of people disagree with me. In fact, those of you who would like to reach an audience, I'll be honest with you. Advertise. You may disagree with me, but you should be advertising on the show, because you want to reach people that don't agree with me, like you. Then you advertise on the show, because a lot of people who disagree with me listen. In fact, I will get a text critical of me to the point where I'm never listening to you again. And I get a text from the same number 30 minutes later, and another text 45 minutes later. It seems as if the people who don't like me listen longer than the people who like the show. And my goal is to just be entertaining here. And I'm doing the best I can to just be honest and entertain that way. And my goal is never to just incite. Look, it's my goal to have inspiring conversations. But your opinions are welcome. But if you say something really dumb, I'm going to call you on it. If you say something that indicates that you're being hypocritical, I'm going to call you on it. So just be prepared for that. And if you're going to pick on somebody like Robert F. Smith, and you're going to look for ways to be critical of something that he did, then I'm going to call you on it. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot. I'm coming right back with your calls. And really, it was just so unbelievable that I got a text from somebody, actually from more than one person, criticizing Robert F. Smith because he's got a hot wife. The guy who donated all that money, the guy who's paying off all the student loans. So he's got a sexy wife. You know, so what? And again, if you're going to criticize Robert F. Smith for having an attractive wife, where's your criticism of President Trump? He's got an attractive wife, too. From Homa, Ben, you're on WWL.
Yes, good afternoon. I wanted to stay on hold.
Appreciate it.
It's really important about that wife, about the pink elephant in the room,
okay,
so to speak, got me to call. And this brings up a topic that certainly maybe for another day, if you're so up to it. I know I sent you a long text about it a while back. But anyway, Michael represents someone who's, and I don't know him, but he's likely very susceptible to that type of, hate-laced and race-based language that
yeah,
brings people into hate groups and those types of things. And I'm not saying he is. It's just that he comes across in that way. And his reaction to a lot of these black students receiving this, I think he's actually showing that this concept of white privilege does exist. I think his reaction is to, because it's happening to another race and he doesn't like it, and he's among a lot of people. I believe it does exist, and I think he just proved it in his the way he came.
You know, and Ben, I talked about this all day and didn't bring up race, and then it just became obvious toward the end of that hour when Michael called. It was obvious that this was that some of the criticism of this guy Robert F. Smith is based on race, because there are so many other examples where there's no criticism, and suddenly there's criticism of this, and it's almost as if people were, I mean, you can't possibly criticize this guy for having an attractive wife if you don't criticize Trump for having an attractive wife, and many, many others. You know, there are some, like, really challenging-looking men. I mean, some visually challenged men who don't look so great, you know, who are rich, and they get hot babes because they have money. You know, I don't think that's good for either one. I don't think that says much about the woman. I don't think it says much about the man. But, you know, that's a typical thing. But, man, for a rich guy to have an attractive wife, so what?
Yeah. I would be curious if you were to do a poll. This is so controversial, about how many people out there, because they're just doing it anonymously, feel that, white privilege does still exist. I read columns where they say it does not, but I know I've had, I'm a white guy, I've had a police stops where I've been treated differently in a good way, and I mean, I wouldn't necessarily want to give that up, but it's not fair, it's not right. So I would say it does exist, and that, I think, Michael, kind of leads into a topic that is real controversial. You're so willing to consider somehow, it might take a few radio shows.
Well, Ben, you know, you're right. I mean, I don't like to bring up race, but I'm not going to avoid bringing up race when it's obvious that that is the issue. And the people who criticize me for bringing it up are the very ones that see it through their eyes, and they've got a problem with race. They don't want it talked about, and that's their defense. Well, you shouldn't bring race into this. Like, you know, when you figure out what the real problem is, then people get mad at you for addressing the real problem. What they're mad at is they can't defend the comeback.
Right, that is true. But I just wanted to throw that out there, and I think I guess I kind of had a way of thanking Michael in a way, in a strange way. I mean, for bringing all this stuff, it's important, but in a roundabout way, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I wouldn't necessarily want people like that.
I know. It exposes the reality of this mindset, and you're right, and there's so many people that have become susceptible to fake news, susceptible to things that aren't true, because it fits this narrative that fits their mindset. And it doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it right. It just means that this is what they believe is true. And they're so convinced that they will go on and talk about it from there and spread the misinformation from there and spread these race-baited opinions and observations of things. It's like, I don't think people sometimes realize how obvious they are.
And I did want to commend you for the way you handled, especially having them on again. I mean, I was a little, so why didn't I have Michael on again? And I'm still on hold, but I realized, no, that's okay, because I think you handled that well and showed that you really do want the opinions, even. I mean, there's a lot of folks on CNN and Fox, all those channels, that could probably learn a lot from the way you handled that.
Well, Ben, I really appreciate that very much, and I'm glad you're listening to our show. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm going to get right back to your calls right after the break. As we go to the break, I found the perfect song that really goes with this whole idea that, you know, sometimes you see really, really rich men, and they're not very good looking. And they've got really, really hot wives. And, you know, when you see a really rich guy with somebody that doesn't seem to match, you can't help but ask this question. Yeah! For a lot of people, it's just about the money. And that says as little about... That says as much about the woman as it does about the men. Don't settle, man. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, we're just kind of sitting around here waiting on the world to change. I'm Scoot. Here's a text that says, my wife is smoking hot and I'm not rich. Blank the haters. Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of rich people who are just really nice, cool people. And I guess they're nice to be with. But look, let's be honest. Sometimes rich guys get hot girls because they're rich. I mean, I don't make up the rules, but I can't help but have observed that in my life. But it doesn't mean that every woman is that way and just going after money. But look, there's some gold diggers out there. There's some women whose career choice is to be a trophy wife. From Slidell, Don, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how you doing? Cool. Yeah, I love your show like I do every day.
Thanks.
I found that story that the guy had told about being helped out for the 6 month period of time by the total stranger,
mm-hmm.
helped keep his wife and children off the street. That was a more touching story than this guy, Robert, this rich man. And not against that guy, but the guy, Michael, I think he's probably a religious man, and he knows that Jesus taught that you don't practice your righteousness before men and you're getting glory for yourself. I think that's what Michael, he couldn't get his words together correctly. Because if you bring in the glory for yourself, the whole purpose of this rich man is to look and see what I'm doing. That's the wrong attitude. But you got to be balanced. Jesus did say to practice giving and people will give to you. So
yeah.
It's a good thing to give to others, but don't want to broadcast in front of everybody. It's more acceptable if, you know, Jesus actually practiced what he preached. He would do kind things for people, and he would tell them, don't tell anyone that I did this for you.
Yeah. And Don, that's
a great example of giving.
Yeah, that's a wonderful lesson, and I did touch on that earlier. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that again, because that is a great lesson. But I don't think it was wrong, and I don't think it's wrong in some cases, for people to show how they give, because it may inspire others to give. This guy, by doing what he did, hopefully inspires the students, because that's all he's asking in return is that they pay it forward. But hopefully it makes us think about the things that somebody did for us in our life, and we can't do exactly the same thing somebody did for us, but there are ways that we can pay it forward by doing something nice to somebody else.
Hey, keep going.
All right, I appreciate the call. And from Tangipahoa Parish, Tommy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, listen every day, man. I'm an occasional caller, though.
Thanks.
I had a good pay it forward story, but I got to chime in on this guy from the North Shore.
Yeah.
I wonder if he or one of his family members would have benefited from the $50 million donation if he would have felt the same way.
Well, I can't speak for him, but I would doubt it.
Well, I was just hoping, you know, I was listening when he called back, and I wish I would have got in there before that, because I know you would have hit him with it.
Yeah, you know, again, if it doesn't help me, I'm against it. If it helps me, I'm for it. And again, therein exposes the hypocrisy.
Well, let me give you that pay it forward story. That's
a
good story. 10 years ago, I was still working. I'm retired now. And I was at a grocery store locally. I'm not going to mention where, but a lady came up like $10 short. I think it was $10 short. She had two little kids with her, and I just gave her, you know, covered the grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 months later, I've been working at this place for 30 years. And 2 months later, I went to, a place that delivers lunches and stuff. And I had forgotten my wallet in my desk. And she was behind me, and I didn't know it. And I didn't even recognize her. And she covered my lunch. And
wow.
I don't know what it was. But let me tell you this. As far as that racism stuff, I'm a white guy, and she was a black lady, okay?
Yes. And there are many.
It just goes to show you.
And there are so many stories like that out there. Tommy, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I mean, there are many stories like that. But I'm not going to be afraid to bring up race when race is the issue. I had gone with my girlfriend at the time to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And it was, I guess, the end of August. And about a block off, about two blocks off the resort area of Puerto Vallarta, it's really like poor Mexico. I mean, it's amazing the demarcation line and how close the poor are to just really the posh resorts. And so we go to this store to pick up some things for our room, you know, whipped cream and strawberries and, you know, chocolate sauce and, you know, some just wanted to pick up a couple of things for the room. And I see these mothers and their kids getting school supplies. And things were really good for me. So I went to the manager. And I don't speak Spanish. I wish I did. I went to the manager and said, I want to use my debit card, and I was going to pay for, like, everybody in line right there. You know, there was like 10 checkout lines. I said, I want to pay for everybody's school supplies. They were so skeptical of me doing that they wouldn't let me do it. They couldn't quite figure out why I wanted to do that and what I wanted in return. And sometimes we can try to do something and it doesn't really quite work out. But, you know, I mean, we did leave with the whipped cream and the strawberries and the chocolate sauce. All right. Thanks for all your calls. Thank you for all of your text. You know, after you drink tequila, it's not really good to consume too much whipped cream. I can tell you that firsthand. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back. I've got a code word coming up here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.